You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got the wonderful James Musterpick, hilarious comedian, wonderful person on the line. Kia ora, James, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's lovely to chat to you about your fantastic show, Abandonment Issues. Straight off the bat, what's it all about?
So, it's about revisiting iconic Kiwi shows from the early 2000s and then going and trying to track down these forgotten NZ celebrities who have disappeared.
That sounds like a deeply fun rabbit hole to get sucked into. What? When did you get interested? Because I know you've been interested for a long time in sort of 2000s TV icons of, you know, the daytime and the afternoon slot. When did you kind of get interested in this world?
Well, when I grew up in Dunedin and I had no friends, so there was nothing to do there, and so I was obsessed with watching these terrible TV shows, and then I guess it just always stayed with me. I was always obsessed, and I was so curious about where these people disappeared to.
It's a very interesting thing. I feel like in New Zealand we've got so much cultural cringe attached to our sort of homegrown reality TV and things like that, which we're maybe starting to get over a little bit now, but there's something quite special about revisiting this era and looking at it with fresh eyes, or sort of trying to be a little bit like, what's happened to it? What have you kind of discovered in the process of making this show? Has it been surprising or interesting for you?
Good question. I discovered there's a few anti-vax NZ celebs out there. And I have discovered, what else? I guess I definitely made me realise that these people are real people. And I did make fun of a lot of them. And I am feeling a wee bit bad, but also... it was lots of fun.
It feels like, I mean, your brand of humour, for anybody who hasn't sort of been to one of your shows or seen some of your sort of online stuff that you've done, I say this with the absolute biggest respect for this type of humour, but it is dry, James. I love it for its dryness. How did you get into comedy in the first place?
I used to make YouTube videos back when I was a child. They were terrible. And then I had a series called Shorty Street Scandal, where I would make fun of Shortland Street. And then, I sort of got into comedy through doing that.
I think that's interesting as well, because Shortland Street is one of those loved and cringed on TV shows. It's so iconic and very sort of ahead of the times in many ways. Isn't it the first lesbian kiss on New Zealand television was Shorty Street or something? Like, it's sort of groundbreaking and amazing, but it's also kind of like, oh God, it's Shorty Street. You know what I mean? And what is it about this type of TV that just keeps us coming back, do you reckon, James?
Good question. Yeah, I guess there is something quite nice about watching something that is local and Kiwi, because it's kind of like you feel a bit at home, even if it is a bit of bit cringe, I guess. Yeah.
When you watch television now, do you have in the back of your brain always a little seed of like, would this be interesting to follow up? Or do you find you can still just watch TV and enjoy it as it is?
Yes, I think there's definitely, like, I'd like to, you know, usually I like to give it like at least 10 years before I try and revisit. But yeah, no, I'm always kind of watching, being like, there was a moment there that I could zoom in on and make fun of or whatever.
When you are, I guess, researching for the show that you've made, how was the process of that? Did you have a wee team working with you? How did you even sort of start with an idea for chasing down Ben Lummis or something?
Well, yes, good question. I started it on my own, but then, yes, thankfully I had a team. We have a bigger budget this year, so
nice.
We had a team of people who were able to find these people and contact them. And I also, I had some lovely writers who helped me work on the show, so that was really great.
How is it for you working with writers? Because, I mean, you're someone who's always written your own stuff or written for YouTube or for stand-up. What was it like actually creating a longer-form television show?
It was great. It was, I basically hired my friends. I had the lovely Ray O'Leary, who's a very funny comedian, and I had Melanie Bracewell, who is far more successful than me in Australia. So both of them were amazing to have. I was very blessed.
It sounds like it must have been quite a lot of fun to put together.
Yes, yeah, lots of fun.
When you were travelling around the country and sort of checking in on these people and finding out about what's been going on in their lives, what was your favourite moment? Do you have any favourite moments?
I love Drew Nemia very much, and so there is an episode on Drew Nemia, C4 host, and that's one of my faves. And then I did an episode on psychics, which was also a lovely time.
I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that Drew Nemia was many people, perhaps myself included's first crush, or in that realm of first crushes. I'm not ashamed to say. I know many people feel that way. It must have been quite fun to kind of like tap back into your own childhood as well through this process, James. Was it at all confronting for you, or was it enjoyable most of the time?
No, pretty enjoyable, but you know, there were some repressed memories that came up along the way, for sure.
If people want to check out the show, where do they go to see it, James?
It's on TVNZ On Demand, and there's a new episode every Friday.
So exciting. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us about it. It is such a brilliant idea for a show and so well executed. It's always nice to have you on as well for a chat. Have you got any stand-up or anything happening soon, or are you just cruising at the moment?
No, it's all been cancelled.
Oh, God, COVID.
Yeah. Oh, but thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to chat.
No, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, James Musterpick, for talking about abandonment issues. Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.